Okay. This is something I want us to clock. I want us to pay attention to what's happening this week because it introduces us into a part of 2024 that is really helpful and really, really good to work with, astrologically speaking. In this podcast, we look at the astrology of the upcoming week and how it will be landing for all of us collectively. For a more personalized reading that dives into the ways that this week's astrology will play out for you, download the Chani app. Hello and welcome. I'm Chani Nicholas. This is the Week Ahead podcast. And in this episode, we are talking about the week of April 29th. On Monday, April 29th, Venus is going to move into Taurus. Now, this is lovely because Venus belongs in Taurus, and that means that Venus, the planet of love and connection and sweetness and art and beauty and love, did I already say that, is going to be in its home sign. So it's going to be in one of the strongest positions that it can be in. Yay, great, love it, need it desperately. But not only that, it's sitting with the planet, or it's co-present with the planet Jupiter. Jupiter is also in Taurus. So this means that Venus, the planet of love and beauty and sweetness, and Jupiter, the planet of expansion and abundance and wisdom and luck and optimism, are going to be in the same sign. And one of them, Venus, rules that sign. That's good news. And not only that, they are going to come together for a conjunction during their time here. On May 23rd, Venus and Jupiter will make a conjunction in Taurus, which is a very special piece of astrology. Listen, Jupiter's only in Taurus once every 12, 13 years. So we can only have this configuration every decade and a bit. So this is it. This is when it's happening. And this week, this Monday, April 29th, is when it all begins. So I want us to use April 29th to May 23rd to work on something that is sweet, that is beautiful, that is loving, that is about generosity, generativity, abundance, and a kind of like win for all type of thing. So you've got about a month to work with this. And this week in the Chani app, in your readings, I go into great detail about where it's happening for you, what it means for you, and what you could do with this little piece of astrology, especially because you've gotten a little bit of a head start with it. So I want you to mark May 23rd on your calendar, and then I also want you to mark May 18th on your calendar too, because May 18th, Jupiter and the Sun are going to come together to form a Kazemi in Taurus, which is not going to happen again for like another 12 years. So this is also a special condition. So we can think of this pocket of time between May 18th and May 23rd as a special little slice of 2024 for us to work with. It has a lot of growing power. It has a lot of staying power. And again, it's something that we should work with to foster and promote generosity and maybe even kindness. Definitely sweetness, definitely connection. And there's a kind of like ease to it. So maybe this month, especially from April 29th to May 23rd, will hopefully bring us some ease and some relaxation. I don't know about you, but I think our systems could definitely use it. All right. So that's the thing that happens on Monday of this week. On Tuesday, Mars, planet of action and direction, moves into Aries, one of its home signs, which is also really helpful. It's a little bit more complicated because it's Mars. So Mars is like superpowered, and Mars is about action and energy, but also aggression and can definitely do some damage. So if it's in a sign that it's superpowered in or does really well in, generally, that means that it has a decent agenda, like it's going to help us go on a mission. But because it's Aries and we've had so much action happen in Aries, And there are some things in Aries still, like the North Node and like Chiron, that Mars will eventually bump up against. There's like a red flag, not to be too on the nose with it. Like, not like a huge bad, like, oh no, it's good. It's going to help out the part of our chart that contains Aries. But it's also going to be like, and just watch how fast you go in that area of your life, or just how fast you go in general. Also on Tuesday, Venus makes a square to Pluto. And then on Thursday, Pluto stations retrograde. So I just want us to note that this is the one kind of fly in the ointment of Venus and Taurus. I mean, there might be another fly in the ointment on May 18th. I know I said it was a good day. It's also got a Venus conjunction with Uranus. So it's definitely an experimental day, and it might be a little turbulent for relationships May 18th. But I've got my eye on this Venus square Pluto, because Venus and Pluto tend to go really deep into intimacy issues, and they tend to tenderize us, that this, you know, little setup here, because it's a friction. So it's going to tease something out that we need to heal or look at about a relationship, or in regards to how we enter into relationships or how we exist within them. Any kind of, you know, shadow material, anything that's lurking underneath the surface or anything that's subterranean will probably be teased out right at the top of the week. So we'll get it over with early. You know what I mean? And then Pluto will station retrograde. Not a big deal, because Pluto spends literally half the year retrograde. But the day it stations retrograde is probably a day we want to pay attention to, because it will pull focus on Pluto in Aquarius themes, which are going to be about tech. They're going to be about uprisings, about the masses gathering. They're going to be about something that impacts the collective, for sure, humanity. So we'll pay attention to that. And also just know that as Venus and Pluto line up for that square, and Pluto's pulling focus, again, there's something that we want to go a little deeper with. We don't want to skim the surface of whatever comes up midweek. On Friday, Mars makes a sextile to that Pluto, which is incredibly ambitious and helpful, and honestly exciting. It feels like a victory. It looks like a win of some kind. It looks very encouraging. It's like connecting all the dots and being able to move deeply, but also with great efficiency, maybe even quickly. Hey, y'all, thank you so much for leaving us reviews in the App Store. We read them. We love them. We know how much time it takes to go and do it, and we deeply appreciate it. I wanted to leave you this one called Amazing. I recently downloaded Chani, expecting it to be a pretty standard horoscope app, but have been truly blown away. The guided meditations, the daily horoscopes, and the in-depth monthly reviews have been a game changer for me. I absolutely love this app. All right, y'all, that is the read of the week. Next week, come back. We have a new moon in Taurus sitting with Venus and Jupiter. It's the last time it's going to happen for, again, at least another 12 years. And it's good. It's got Uranus in the mix, so it's lively still. It's about breaking with tradition a little, but it's hugged by the two benefics, Venus and Jupiter. And, you know, it's a lot of good stuff. So we're on the way to that Venus-Jupiter meetup, and this new moon's going to help us to set an intention for that eventual astrology. So we're following a theme here. And again, it's about ease and sweetness and connection and joy and pleasure and beauty and creating spaces and places and situations where we can share that and it feels abundant and we do not feel scarcity. We know that there's no such thing in the natural world. So I'll see you back here then. Until then, sending you many blessings, lots of love. Bye for now.